Please turn in your Bibles this morning to Genesis chapter 3.
请大家把圣经翻到创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now the serpent was more crafty than the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Indeed, has God said, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
And the woman said to the serpent, From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, or touch it, lest you die.
女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸。免得你们死。
For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇对女人说，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, And that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked.And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and the wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God.Among the trees of the garden.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园中的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
Then the Lord God called to the man and said, Where are you?
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
And he said, I heard the sound of thee in the garden.And I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself.
他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。
And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?
耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate.
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done?
耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？
And the woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
Let's continue having a word of prayer, please.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we are thankful for inviting us to your Lord's table.
父啊，我们感谢您邀请我们到桌子面前。
We're thankful this morning that we could concentrate and remember there is one who is worthy above all other men.
感谢您让我们今天可以记得只有一位是配得的，他超乎万人之上。
And this morning we could declare his worthiness.
今天早上我们可以来宣扬他是配得的。
We're thankful now for this living word that you've made available to us.
感谢您用这活的话语来供应我们。
You've admonished us that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
您教导我们说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠您口中所出的一切话。
We desire to live by your living word.
我们羡慕活在这活的话语里面。
Living in your presence.
活在您的同在里面。
Communing with thee.
与您相交。
And we present ourselves to you even now for this hour.
就在现在，就在这个时刻，我们把自己来献给您。
Speak to us.
求您对我们说话。
May we hear from you.
愿意我们从您而听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, there are many wonderful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ and our relationship with Him.
在旧约里面有许多美好的图画，讲到主耶稣基督跟我们之间的这个相交的关系。
And these pictures help us to have a full, complete understanding of our Lord Jesus.
那这些图画呢，加起来就让我们可以看到整幅关于基督的事情。
And one picture that we see throughout the Old Testament is incense smoke going from an offering up to heaven.
在其中一幅图画里面，在旧约讲到这个献祭的香一直上升到神那里。
Collected in golden bowls in heaven and appreciated by God.
然后有香炉，金香炉把它收起来，神在那里可以喜悦。
This incense, this smoke always represents the fragrance, the aroma of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里提到这些香，就是讲到基督他的馨香。
Offered up by the Lord, but also offered up by you and I, men.
不光是由基督奉献给神，而且是由我们这些信神的人。
It's not our incense and never will be our incense or prayers that can please the Lord.
如果只是我们的祷告作为香来献上，永远不能使神得喜悦。
Praying, as Paul speaks of it, is to be in and of the Spirit.
我所有提到我们的祷告应该是在圣灵里，也是借着圣灵。
And this Spirit is not just some ethereal spiritual air.
那这个圣灵并不只是好像道理之中一个属灵的空气一样的。
Not just heavenly thoughts.
也不只是好像只是属天的一个意念。
But it is the very will, mind, and emotion of the Lord Jesus Christ in man going up to his heavenly, to our heavenly Father.
而是基督他的心思意念情感在我们人里面来献上给神。
And this incense connects heaven with earth.
这样的香就把天与地连接在一起。
It is communion.
这个是相交。
It is fellowship.
这个是交通。
And this morning we would like to spend in these next few minutes some time on this word communion.
下面的时间我们今天早上就要来交通这件事情，关于相交。
Man being connected with God.
人与神可以连接在一起。
In a meaningful, living, dynamic way.
是如此的有意义，是在这个这样活的实际里面。
This is a privilege.
这个是一个特权。
This is only because of the mercy of God.
只是因为神的怜悯，我们才有这样的特权。
This is all of God's doing.
这全是神他自己的作为。
That enemies of the Most High could be connected once again with heaven.
就是我们可以与这天上至高的来相连。
Jacob experienced that when he had that dream and saw that ladder connecting heaven with earth.
雅各看到这个异象，就是有一个梯把天跟地连起来。
And when at Pentecost the Holy Spirit came down, we now were energized with the very Spirit of heaven, God.
当五旬节之后，圣灵就在我们里面来激励我们，让我们可以与神
相交。And can moment by moment communicate with the Lord.
让我们每时每刻都可以与神相交。
Communion is praying.
相交包括祷告。
Communion is being in agreement with God.
相交代表我们与神的意思来赞同。
Communion is being one with the Lord Jesus.
相交是我们与基督成为一。
Communion is sharing God's life.
相交是来分享神他自己的生命。
Sharing God's nature.
分享神他自己的性情。
Sharing even the very character of God.
分享神他自己的性格。
You and I can have the righteousness of God.
您和我都可以有神的公义在我们里面。
And when we have the righteousness of God, we are no longer wicked and evil.
当我们有神的公义在里面，我们就不会再在邪恶之中。
Any time that we are not clothed with the righteousness of God, we are evil.
当我们没有披戴这样公义的时候，我们是邪恶的。
Oh, I think we all have our own definition of what evil and wickedness is. That's our neighbor.
我们每个人似乎都有对邪恶跟罪恶的定义，就是我的邻居。
But when our goals are for self, when we live by the self life, God calls it evil.
当我们的目标是为自己而活的时候，在神眼里这就是邪恶。
It is the opposite of righteousness.
这个是公义的对面，与公义相对。
But God shared His righteousness with us through Christ.
但是神却借着基督把这个公义与我们分享。
And not only did He share His righteousness with us, He shares His diligence with us.
不光公义，还有他的殷勤。
God is not slothful like we are.
神不不呃，并不像我们这样这么懒惰。
And you might say, well, I put in 16 hours a day and I make big bucks. That does not mean that you're not slothful.
虽然我们有的人一天要花16个小时在工作上，也得到很大成就，但这在神眼里仍然是懒惰。
The Bible speaks of diligence as that which is focused on Christ.
当神提到殷勤，殷勤的定义是我们的中心集中在基督身上。
Christ and His purpose.
基督是我们的目标。
What are you looking for at the end of the road this morning?
今天早上当您看到您人生这个路途的终点是什么？
You young people, where do you expect to be 30 years from now?
年轻人，30年之后你的目标是什么？
Any thoughts as far as goals? Any thoughts as far as a goal?
您甚至对30年之后有没有一个目标？
I will give you a little hint this morning.
今天早上我给你们一点点的提示。
There is only one way to be diligent and not slothful on this earth in God's economy.
在神的他的旨意里面，只有一件事能够让我们殷勤而不懒惰。
And that is you have to have in the end, the end view has to be the same as God.
就是当您人生终点达到的时候，一定要与神的旨意是同样的。
Otherwise, one is just wasting time.
不然的话，我们每个人只不过是在浪费时间。
Just punching the clock.
我们只是让时光这么样流逝。
You can be making a lot of bucks.
可能您会赚许多的钱财。
You can come up with a cure for cancer and be well known and win the Nobel Prize.
也许您甚至可以研究出治疗癌症的方法，而且得了诺贝尔奖金。
And God will call it not just diligence, but slothful.
但在神来讲，他说你是懒惰的，你不够殷勤。
For it's only when we are aligned with His goal are we truly diligent.
只有我们把神的目的作为目的，才能够来学习殷勤。
And everything else is a waste.
在他之外所有的都是浪费。
Beautiful families，
虽然我们有美好的家庭。
Big estates，
我们有很好的房产。
Well respected，
在人之中我们受到许多的尊敬。
And God calls it a life of sloth, of waste，
但是神看到那样的生命却说这是一个浪费。
But God has shared his diligence with us，
但神已经把他的殷勤与我们来分享。
He has shown us what is on his heart，
他已经把他心意向我们来启示。
And there is only one thing on the Father's heart， and that is to lift up his son，to show off his son, to have a bride for his son。
在神的旨意里面只有一件事，就是来高举他的儿子，让他的儿子彰显，让他的儿子得着一个心腹。
Everything in God's economy centers around his son。
在神所有的旨意，所有的事情都围绕在他儿子身上。
And until you and I come in line with that, our life is hay, wood, and stubble。
如果我们的生命不是这样围绕他的儿子，那我们只不过是草木和屑。
Nothing, nothing. Paul calls it dung.
什么都没有。保罗的词语里面，这个是空的、虚空的。
We often put so much effort to things that are nothing but waste.
很多时候我们努力做许多的事，但其实到最后都是空的，都是浪费。
But God desires communion.
但是神他心里所要的是相交。
And he has shared his righteousness with us，
他已经把公义与我们来分享。
And his diligence with us，
他的殷勤与我们分享。
And he has shared his love with us，
他也把他的爱来与我们分享。
God's love，
神的爱。
Not man's fickle love，
并不是人里面这样。
Not man's emotional love，
并不是人情感里面的爱。
A love that holds on for better or for worse，
这个爱不管在什么样的情形它都不止息。
who truly cares for each and every person in the neighborhood，
这个爱对我们周围的每个人每一个邻舍它都是这样的爱。
who's concerned for the whole body of Christ，
这样的爱关心在身体里面的每一个肢体。
doesn't have particular people that are enemies，
在这个爱里面我们没有仇敌。
that's transparent， can walk up to anyone andstart a conversation with them。
在这个爱里面我们是透明的，我们可以走到每一个人面前与他开始有交谈。
because there is a caring and gracious attitude，
因为在他里面有这样的关怀。
God shared his very agape love with us，
神用他这个 agape 的爱来爱我们。
and this allows us to then reciprocate and love him and have this communion，
然后这也让我们可以用同样的爱来回应神，与他相交。
For us to have communion with God, He gave us His lowliness, His humility.
因着我们要与他相交，他也赐给我们他自己的谦卑，他的降卑。
There has never been a man born on this earth except for Christ who is naturally lowly.
在这个世上没有一个人从除了主耶稣基督出生的时候是在这个卑微里面。
Who can graciously take second place？
是这样的，愿意甘心情愿来降卑自己。
A man who wants his wife to be praised and who supports her and does not run her down。
这个人他爱他的妻子到一个地步，他来保守，来顾惜他自己的妻子。
A woman who is thankful to the Lord for her husband, who praises her husband instead of nags. This is what it means to be lowly.
如果有一个妻子总是在这里尊敬她的丈夫，来让她的丈夫得益处，这个就是在神里面降卑。
But God has his one lowly man, the Lord Jesus, and his life has been given to us.
在神里面他安排了主耶稣基督成为这位降卑的人，让他的生命成为我们的生命。
And now in, with his lowliness we can are in a position to commune with our Heavenly Father，
因为他是自己卑微的，借着这样的生命我们可以与父相交。
For our Heavenly Father loathes, hates pride，
因为我们的神他是何等的憎恶骄傲的人。
For the Lord to have communion with us, He's had to share something else, His grace.
如果神要与我们相交，他还有一件事要与我们分享，就是他的恩典。
Our tendency to be legal, to be creedal.
因为我们里面总是这样的教条。
We do things to try and please God.
我们甚至自己努力来取悦神。
Brothers and sisters, you being here this morning, not necessarily pleases God.
弟兄姐妹们，虽然我们今天很多人来到这里，但是我们其实不一定能让神得喜悦。
He looks into your heart of hearts this morning and sees, is there righteousness?
因为神在这里检查每一个人，看我们心里面是不是有公义。
Is there diligence?
有没有殷勤。
Is there love?
有没有爱。
Is there humility?
有没有卑微。
Or is our gathering from unreal tradition?
或者我们只是从这个不真实的遗传里面来聚集。
Do we meet for superstitious reasons, for good luck?
我们是不是这么粗浅的为着自己的好处来到神面前？
Do we meet to impress other family members?
或者我们到这里只不过让家人高兴而已。
Do we meet because our parents make us come and that's the only reason we want to be here?
是不是您来是因为您自己的家人逼着您来到这里呢？
Oh, but then there's grace.
但是感谢神，有恩典。
This is the whole book of Galatians.
首先有这本加拉太书。
Living by grace, which is the Lord Jesus, or living by law.
我们或者是靠着恩典而活，或者是靠着律法而生活。
Asceticism, trying to deny ourselves.
但是这里讲到我们要舍己。
Trying to be a good boy or a good girl.
或者有的时候我们尝试成为一个好的孩子。
But the grace of God allows us to commune perpetually with Him.
但是神的恩典却让我们可以永久的与他相交。
And then if we are to have communion with the Lord, there must be discipline.
当我们要与神相交的时候，一定会有管教。
God's discipline.
神那里来的管教。
You and I are not disciplined.
我们从来不是受管教的人。
The opposite of discipline is foolish.
但管教的对面就是愚昧。
We are by nature foolish.
我们从本性来讲都是愚昧的。
But Jesus was disciplined.
但是耶稣却是受管教的。
And when we allow Jesus and His Spirit to rule in us, we are now disciplined.
如果我们允许基督跟基督的灵在我们身上，我们就能够接受管教。
No longer involved in idle talk.
这个时候我们的嘴不再讲这些拜偶像的事。
We just sang that song, longing to be in the presence of the Lord.
这时候我们的嘴唇可以来唱刚才这首诗歌
there,
我羡慕活在主面前。
There cannot be idle talk, brothers and sisters, when we're in the presence of the Lord.
哦，在我们中间，在神的同在里面，我们不应该有任何的闲话。
You sisters cannot be ragging and nagging on your husbands and think this home is going to be in the presence of the Lord. It's not going to happen.
姐妹们，如果您愿意你的家庭在神的同在里面，你不能来埋怨来抱怨你自己的
丈夫。We husbands cannot be giving our wives even the worst assault there is. I call it silent assaulting our wife through silence.
啊，丈夫们，就算您受到这个冷战的这样的侮辱，你也不能够来反击，不然的话，神的同在不在你家里。
Or storming out the door and just going back to work and hoping that she will suffer.
有的时候甚至我们把门重重地关上去上班，希望我们的妻子在那里受一些折磨。
This breaks all communication with the Lord and it's called foolishness in the Bible.
如果这样的话，在圣经来讲，我们是愚昧，我们没有与神相交。
A foolish man and a foolish woman.
这是一个愚昧的丈夫，也是一个愚昧的妻子。
We can never be in the presence of God when there's any agitation.Any fear, any anxiety.
在神的同在里面，我们不能有任何的焦虑，任何的不信。
Communion is immediately broken.
这个相交其实马上要遇到的就是破碎。
And God shares not only the things that I've just mentioned, but He shares truth with us.
神不光与我们来分享刚才提到的， 还把他的真理与我们分享。
We by nature lie.
因为我们在天性里面都是撒谎的人。
We lie by only saying half the truth.
我们怎样撒谎呢？有的时候真相只讲一半。
We lie through omission of the truth.
有的时候我们来忽略一些的真实情形。
Our lives are often a lie, even when we're singing around the Lord's table.Saying words that are not true, really our life.
甚至我们在饼杯聚会来唱赞美神的诗歌的时候，我们还是在神面前撒谎。
But again, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth."
但是主耶稣说，我就是真理。
Abide in me.
住在我里面。
Abide in my truth.
住在真理里面。
Abide in my reality, and I will abide in you, and that is communion.
住在我的真实里面。你就可以与我相交。
That is oneness.
这个是合一。
Where is this communion, this fellowship found?
那这个相交在哪里可以找到呢？
Well, it's found, first of all, in our personal lives.
第一是在我们个人的生活里面。
Each one of us, and that's where it begins,We're only responsible for self. It begins with our communion, our oneness with the Lord.
从我们个人开始，我们个人要在神面前负责任，从我们与神的合一相交开始。
And then we see this oneness with husband and wife.
然后我们看到夫妻之间的相交。
Communing with the Heavenly Father.
是与天上的父亲来相交。
And when I am right with the Lord, my wife is right with the Lord, then together we can now fellowship with the Father.
如果我与我的妻子在神面前都对的话，我们就可以彼此相交，也与天父相交。
And that becomes the smallest element of the church.
这就成为教会的一个基础。
And I might say, if things aren't right withMy wife and myself, it really makes no sense to gather with the saints.
如果我与我的妻子之间不对的话，来到教会来聚会其实是没有意义的。
I'm only bringing a very infectious disease into the gathering.
因为我是把一个传染病带到这个聚集里面。
And there is nothing that infects the gathering more than discord.
因为这样的态度带到神的教会会像一个病毒。
We come by this disease very easily.
我们很容易会得这样的病。
We are born with it.
我们生来就带着这样的病。
And God has to do a deep work to make even a husband and a wife and the children one accord.
神要做很深的工作，甚至在这么小的事情让夫妻或者父母儿女之间可以合一。
And when there is one accord between a husband and wife, between family members, then they can come into the gathering and be one with another couple.
当夫妻或者家庭里面合一的时候，来到教会，我们才可以下一步与另外一个家庭同样的合一。
And now we are touching on something.Very, very precious to the Heavenly Father.
现在我们真正碰到一个在父神眼中何等宝贵的事。
This is what the Father is thinking of when he says, glorious church.
当神想到荣耀的教会的时候，就是指到这件事。
No discord of causing wrinkles.
没有皱纹、斑点等类的病。
Oneness.
这是合一。
We have seen, brothers and sisters, so little of this. We really, this is foreign to us.
我们在这件事上了解的非常少，甚至对我们来讲是如此的不熟悉。
We sing the glorious church without sputtering, but it's kind of like we have no clue what even that means.
有的时候我们甚至在诗歌里面唱荣耀的教会，却不了解里面代表什么。
It is.Two people in oneness, enjoying the presence of one another. transparent with one another.
这是直到二人合而为一，而且他们同在一起，在他们之间是完全的透明。
Giving and receiving.
不光给，不光施，而且受。
Encouraging and warning, admonishing one another.
彼此鼓励，也彼此来警示。
Caring for one another.
彼此关怀。
This is the ultimate goal of God regarding this thought of communion.
这是神至终的旨意在相交这件事上。
When are we to have communion?
我们什么时候有这样的相交呢？
With the Lord.
与主。
Well, a Sunday school answer would be all the time.
如果是主日学的学生，他们的回答标准答案是任何时候。
Here's a little secret. When in doubt, use Sunday school answers. They work all the time.
如果您有什么迷惑的事情，就去问主日学的这些学生们，他们都知道。
But you say, I have to work.
Sorry.
I have to work.
但是有的时候神却要来继续工作。
Hopefully we'll get the air conditioner fixed and be a little bit cooler in here.
有人现在正在修这个空调，希望我们的温度慢慢可以降下来。
We're thankful for air conditioning.
我们为着空调来感谢神。
One time I spent 1 week on Lake Victoria on the equator in Africa.
有一次我是在在一个湖，是在非洲那里，那个是在赤道这个纬度。
Thousands of natives live on the islands, in the middle of Victoria.
然后在这个中心的岛上有几千人生活在那里。
And a day like today was just a normal day there on the equator.
如果是像今天这样的炎热，在那里是非常平常的。
We had no air conditioning.
而且我们没有空调。
There was no electricity.
也没有电。
They didn't even have a monetary system.
Monetary
system, everything was trading, bartering.
他们甚至没有这个货币流通的这个系统。
And the men of the island would go out at night and catch Nile perch, and that was what we ate, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
有人早上出去打九条鱼回来，这就是我们的早餐、中餐跟晚餐。
And they would trade these Nile perch for rice, so that was our carbohydrate.
有的时候他们用这些鱼去交换一些粮食，一些米饭，就是我们的碳水化合物的供应。
So, we're privileged this morning to have even the temperature, even if it's only 80 in here.
虽然现在的温度可能超过80度，但是我们还是要感恩。
Praise God.
赞美神。
You know, brothers and sisters, this is an example of one of the things that keeps us from communion.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候这样的事就是来阻碍我们与神相交。
It's called complaining.
就是抱怨。
Murmuring.
在那里抱怨。
And the children of Israel lost that communion with the Lord in the wilderness because of this very thing.
以色列的百姓在旷野里面失掉与神的交通，就是因为他们的抱怨。
So Paul admonishes us to be in communion with the Lord all the time when he said, pray without ceasing.
保罗这样来鼓励我们说不住的祷告，让我们一直在这个相交里面。
But I ask the question,
但是我要问一个问题。
How do we do this when I am at work?
但是当我工作的时候，那个时间怎样在这个相交里面？
I'm driving on the freeway.
如果我正在高速开车的时候，怎样持续的相交？
I would not advise anyone if you're driving to close your eyes and begin praying.
我在这里不建议大家在高速上开车的时候闭上你的眼睛来祷告。
Our thinking, brothers and sisters, is often very narrow when it comes to fellowshipping with God, communing with Him.
当有的时候我们想到与神相交，我们的那个体会是何等的狭窄。
I believe the simplest definition of communing with the Lord is obedience.
其实对于相交最简单的定义就是顺服。
When you are at peace with your boss and your co-workers, you're in communion with God.
如果你与你的主管、你的同事 都在一个和平里面，那你就是与神相交。
For God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
And he connects us with his spirit.
他用他的灵与我们相交。
And any and all times that we are simply trusting and obeying the Lord, we're communing with him.
当我们在任何的时候信而顺服的话，就是与他相交。
We've consecrated ourselves in the morning.
在早上我们把自己献奉献给神。
We have said, Lord, this job is yours.
我们说主啊，这个工作是属于你的。
These eyes, ears, this mouth is yours.
我的眼耳口都是属于你的。
My heart, my inner being is completely yours.
我里面的一切全人都是献给你的。
The communion begins.
这个时候相交开始了。
The switch has been turned on.
就像一个开关被打开。
And unless I sin, I'm in shadowless communion all day.
如果除非我们落在罪恶里面，不然我们整天都可以在与神的相交里面。
Many of you cannot verbally pray during the day and go through your checklist when you are working. Many of you, most of you probably cannot formally pray during the day when you are at work.
有很多时候我们如果在工作上面，也许条件不允许我们这样跪下来祷告。
But God has given us a way to be connected.
但是神却为我们预备了，让我们随时与他相交。
By spirit.
是借着灵。
Simply by being happy.
比如在喜乐之中。
Tomorrow before noon, someone's going to say, "Isn't it hot out there? We need rain."
也许到明天中午之前，已经有人在抱怨，真热，为什么没有下雨呢？
And they can start complaining about the heat.
然后我们就为着这个炎热的温度来抱怨。
Many people are complaining about heat, except those who own car washes.
有的很多人在这里抱怨，但是那些洗车的人却很欢喜。
But when we lower ourselves to murmuring and complaining, communion is cut off immediately.
但是当我们落到这样的田地，就是来抱怨的时候，这个香蕉马上被切断。
It's called grieving the spirit.
这个时候是让圣灵担忧的。
The spirit becomes quenched.
这是个圣灵在我们里面是如此的担忧。
And we are now communing only with ourselves.
这个时候我们其实只是与自己相交。
And contaminating one another.
这个时候我们也彼此来玷污。
How is communion then lost?
那什么时候这个相交失去了呢？
Well, how was it lost in the garden?
在伊甸园里面是怎样失去的呢？
Simple, just disobedient.
很简单，就是不顺服。
God had this couple in the garden, and he related to them continuously.
神把他们安置在园中，而且持续不断地与他们交通。
In the cool of the evening, that spiritual time of the day, he would come down and he would commune with Adam and Eve.
当天起了凉风的时候，神就下来与他们相交。
Life was very relaxed, life was very restful, life was very beautiful.
在那个时候，那个生活是何等的安息，何等的美丽。
But sin, self, elevated itself and severed that relationship.
但是这个带着罪性的己却在这里高举自己。
And God was separated from man.
然后神就被与人分开了。
What was man's reaction to this separation?
那人对着这个隔断是什么样的反应呢？
In the chapter that we just read,
在我们刚才所读的章节里面，
there's at least four things that occurred.
起码发生四件事。
First of all, Adam and Eve tried to fix it.
第一，亚当夏娃他们试着来更正这件事。
You see, we disobey in an area, and then we try to fix it.
有的时候我们在一方面不顺服之后，试着自己来改正。
Sister once told me, I asked her, I said, after she had told me that she had a fight with her husband that morning.
有一个姐妹有一天跟我讲，早上她与她的丈夫吵了架。
And she said, And I was to blame. I was to blame.
然后他甚至跟我讲，他说是我的错。
And I said, "What are you going to do about it?"
我就问他，那你要怎么做呢？
And her response was, "I'm going to cook him his favorite meal."
他就说我要给他做他最喜欢吃的菜。
So I thought for a moment. Now, how does that cover sin?
我就想到那个能遮盖罪吗？
Because Romans 10:9 says it's through confession.
因为在罗马书第十章那里提到是借着悔改，当我们犯罪之后。
Something very difficult for man.
对人来讲，悔改是非常难的事。
To go to our spouse and say, "Please forgive me. I was wrong."
来到配偶面前说。求你原谅我，我错了。
I am sorry.
我真的是对不起。
But that is the only way.
但那个是唯一的一条路。
So man tries to fix things his way.
因为人总是要照自己的办法去更正。
Adam and Eve all of a sudden noticed that they were naked.
因为亚当夏娃当时发现他们是赤身露体的。
In their state of innocence,They had never noticed nakedness.
当他们完全在这个 innocent, 在洁净里面的时
候，
他们并没有意识到原来。
Their concentration was where? On the Lord.
因为他们的焦点是在神身上。
They were so occupied, so consumed by the Lord.
他们是如此的在神里面，完全的在心意都在神身上。
They were diligently looking at Him.
因为他们殷勤地来仰望神。
They were clothed with the Lord's light, His righteousness.
因为他们完全是披戴神的光和神的爱，神的公义。
There was nothing impure that God had made.
在神所造的一切里面都没有不洁净。
Their thoughts, their emotions, their will were elevated.
他们的心思、情感、意志都是属天的。
As our brother admonished us regarding Mrs. Powercourt, she lived up here and she looked down.
就像刚才弟兄提到那位写诗的姐妹，她虽然生活在这里，却是在属天的地位。
And communion with the Lord was number one, number two, number three. It was their life.
在他们的生命里面，第一位、第二位，所有的都是与神相交。
But when they became overly self-conscious, sin was the result.
但是当他们开始自知之后，这个罪就成为结果。
Self is what manufactures.Sin.
自己就是创造罪恶的源头。
Sin didn't just all of a sudden come about.
罪恶并不是突然一下来到。
There has to be a seedbed.
一定要有一个土壤。
There has to be a place where sin is formed and comes from.
因为罪一定要有一个地方，它要生长，它要结果。
And it comes from prideful man.
就是从这个骄傲的己开始。
Secondly, great fear came upon the man and the woman.
第二件事发生就是他们突然间开始惧怕。
Most probably health problems today occur because of fear.
在今天所有的病症的开始是因为一个心理的害怕。
Many believers live in fear. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about this. Worried about the future. Worried about the economy.
很多信主的人也是在这个惧怕里面，他们焦虑他们的儿女，焦虑他们的未来，焦虑任何的事情。
Lost communion.
这个时候失去了这个相交，因为这件事让我们心里面有害怕。
And then we see Adam and Eve hid themselves.
然后我们就看他们躲藏。
Brothers and sisters, we live as believers, hiding.Often behind something because of lost communion.
弟兄姐妹们，虽然我们已经信神了，但因为失去这个交通，经常我们是躲藏在一些事情的背后。
We hide behind wild parties.
我们在一些宴乐的后面躲藏。
We hide behind our jobs.
在我们的工作背后躲藏。
We hide behind families.
在家庭的家庭。背后来躲藏。
We make our family the tree that we hide behind.
我们让家庭似乎是一棵树， 但是却隐藏我
们。We hide behind busyness.
我们是在一切的忙碌之后躲藏。
We hide behind responsibilities.
我们在一切的责任面前来躲藏。
Many good things, our jobs are good things, but we hide behind them.
有些事情并不是坏事，比如我们的工作，但是我们却借着它躲藏，在从神面前躲藏。
And these practical responsibilities every day keep us busy, and it anesthetizes our soul.
这些实际生活里面这些要负的责任，没错，都应该去做，但是我们却借着这些事来从神面前躲藏。
I have a paycheck.
在一天之后，我们也许有我们的薪水。
I must have accomplished something.
当看到那张工资单的时候，我一定是做了一些事。
I've told you many times on the farm, we would look back and see, oh, we've hoed 5 acres of berries.
哦，有的时候我在农场的时候就看到，看我们种了5亩的这个樱桃。
And you could sleep very soundly because we did a good job.
我们自己里面就在想，哎，我这个真是做了一件天大的好事。
We hide behind, and this is the most subtle, Christian work and service.
还有一件事非常的微妙，我们是在一些基督信仰里面的属灵的服事里面来躲藏。
Often the minister who's doing the most preaching, the sister who's doing the most work, are the ones who are doing the most hiding.
有的时候在教会的传道人或者一些许多服事的姐妹，她们却是隐藏最深的一些人。
It makes up for lost relationship with the Lord.
因为她们失去了这个相交，她们想这样来补偿。
Sin has come in some area and severed that red hot relationship.
因为已经有一些罪进到她们中间，让她们与神的相交都失去了。
I can't let people know.
但是她们却不想让人知道。
I don't want people to know that. I'm really very shallow.
我不想让人知道，其实我是非常，非常的浅。
That down inside of me, I am angry, and I have problems with people in the fellowship, even with my wife, even with my husband.
我不想让人知道，其实我对聚会里的某一个弟兄姐妹，或者对着我的丈夫或者妻子，里面还怀着愤恨。
Failed marriages often cause a sister or brother to get real active in the church.
因为有的时候失败的婚姻甚至会导致一些弟兄或姐妹在教会里面非常热心的服事。
Instead of first of all concentrating on communion with Lord and then coming in communion horizontally with the brother or sister, husband or wife.
但是第一件事我们要做的是先回到神面前与他相交，然后我们可以与弟兄姐妹与我们的家人配偶来相交。
We not only try to fix it, we not only try to hide, we not only have great fear, but we, as we notice with Adam and Eve, we blame someone.
不光有的时候我们试着来更正，不光我们里面带着害怕，不光我们躲藏，还有一件事就是开始指责。
What's the solution to all of this?
那这些所有的事，我们有没有任何的解决办法？
Well, we know that first of all, God has provided a solution.
我们知道，其实神早就预备了。
For the Bible says that God's eyes go to and fro across the face of the earth every day, looking for a heart, a pure heart, in which He can come and stand by.
因为神的眼目遍察全地，要寻找那些向他心存诚实的人，要来帮助他们。
He desires communion.
因为他所心里所愿所最想望的就是与我们来相交。
He is looking for someone to who will respond to him.
他在地上寻找一些能够与他有回应的人。
Not in church activity,
并不是只是在教会的服事里面来寻找。
But in simple obedience 24 hours a day.
而是来寻找那些24小时时时刻刻在他面前顺服的人。
When we respond 24 hours a day to the Lord, that becomes then the basis for body life.
当我们能够时时刻刻在地上来顺服他的时候，这就是教会肢体生活的开始。
The foundation, brothers and sisters, is simply believing, trusting, and then obedience.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的基础就是简单的相信而且顺服。
And the Bible, which is the standard, tells us how husbands are to treat their wives.
在圣经里面已经给我们这样标准的话语，怎样一个丈夫来对待妻子。
By the grace of God, when we obey what it says, husbands, about treating our wives, we're in communion with the Lord.
如果在这个话语面前，一个丈夫可以来顺服，这样来对待自己妻子的话，我们就是与神相交。
How we are to respond on the job and to our ugly bosses, it's in the Word, God's standard.
怎样与一个不好的主管彼此来交往呢？我们需要来看圣经上面有标准的指示。
And when we obey the standard by the Spirit of God in us,
不光我们有这样的真理，
communion is in place.
不光我们有这样的真理，而且在里面我们全心顺服的话，这样就有真实的相交。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, are you committed to having communion, fellowship with the Lord every minute of the day?
弟兄姐妹们，今天您有没有立下一个心意，在每一天每一时刻与神相交呢？
It all starts there every day.
这是从每天日常的生活开始。
And when we commit ourselves to the Lord,
当我们把自己交托给神的时候，
when we walk in the light during the day, 1 John 4:7,
当我们像约翰一书第一章第七节那里讲，在光明中行的时候，
there is that sweet aroma, that sweet smell.
这样就有馨香之气。
It's not I, it's not you, it's Christ is that aroma.
不是我，不是我们自己，而是基督在里面成为馨香之气。
In the Old Testament, that animal had to be put on that whole burnt offering every morning.
在旧约里面，每天早上都要献一个洁净的牲畜在祭坛上面来做燔祭。
And it was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ slain, and the smoke would go up and please the Father all through the day.
这个图画就讲到基督被献在祭坛上，当他在这里牺牲的时候，那个馨香之气到神面前来，让神得满足得喜悦。
And by evening,There were only embers on that altar, and another whole burnt offering was put on.
到晚上的时候已经烧成灰烬，但是一到早上又有一个新的祭物献在坛上。
And even when the children of Israel slept, the smell, this fragrance of the fruit of the Spirit out of the Lord Jesus went up as incense to the Heavenly Father.
甚至当这些百姓安睡的时候，主耶稣基督他自己的身体还是持续的被献在坛上，成为馨香之气献到神面前。
And that pleased the Father.
这让神得喜悦。
And it probably explains why God didn't come down even more often with greater severe, more severe discipline.
这就能够解释神为什么经常的会下来让我们受管教。
We can be that sweet smell.
因为我们也可以成为那馨香之气。
It's our privilege.
这是我们的特权。
We're priests.
我们是祭司。
It's our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
This is how we evangelize.
这就是我们如何能够来传福音。
We evangelize.As a body.
我们是作为一个身体一同来传这样的福音。
As John says it, ministering to the world a love, a one accord that is a sweet smell to God.
约翰曾经讲到，当我们这样一个身体来侍奉的时候，就可以成为馨香之气献给神。
This is testimony.
这是见证。
Testimony comes from communion.
见证是从这个相交开始的。
There is not one thing, brothers and sisters, in our Christian walk that does not originate from this word, communion.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们基督徒的生活里面，没有一件事不是从这样的相交而开始的。
Simple obedience.
就是简单的顺服。
Some of you mothers might say, well, I have a very mundane job just taking care of my children at home.
有些做母亲的可能会说，在家里看管孩子已经是非常难的一件事。
You can leave a mark on not only society, but in heaven that can even excel Billy Graham.
母亲们，其实您有一样的服饰可以在地上，在天上，甚至最后超过那个葛培里弟兄的服饰。
Simply obeying in the simple little things each day that we do.
就是简单的顺服在每天日常极小的事情上面。
God is not unfair.
神并不偏待人。
He didn't make big people. We say, oh, this is a big brother. There's no such thing as a big brother.
他没有创造一个弟兄是成为大弟兄。弟兄姐妹们，没有这个词叫大弟兄。
There is one big brother, and that is the Lord Jesus.
只有一个大的弟兄，就是主耶稣基督自己。
And we have been grafted into him.
我们是被磨成他的样子。
And we're able to fellowship with him through trusting and obeying every minute of the day.
借着信而顺从，我们可以每天每时每刻与他交通。
This is the full gospel as God and as Paul speaks of.
这个是保罗所讲全备的福音。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are thankful this morning that your Son was always in communion with you and obeyed you in all things.
父啊，我们首先感谢您，因为您的儿子是一直与您在相交里面，一直顺服您。
He is our example.
他是我们的榜样。
And he is in us.
他就在我们里面。
And now we are able, as sinful people,to be in fellowship with you throughout the day.
所以我们虽然是罪人，却可以被您所成就，可以与您一直在这个相交里面。
May we live in your presence.
愿意我们活在您同在里面。
And may we be that sweet smelling savor to you.
愿意我们真是成为这馨香的祭，馨香的气到您面前。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.